This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Jeffrey Sargent enlisted in the U.S. Army shortly after graduating from high school in 1999. He ended up serving 12 years, including two tours of duty during Operation Iraqi Freedom. During that time, he received a Bronze Star, but also lost several members of his unit, including his platoon leader. Over a decade into his military career, during a promotion ceremony to Sergeant First Class, he suffered his first panic attack. It was the initial sign of post-traumatic stress disorder.
And that's pretty much where it all started for me, was anxiety, which led to panic attacks, which led to medication, which led to, you know, fear of just about everything.
While his PTSD led to an honorable discharge in 2011, Sargent has worked at managing it through a holistic approach, equal parts support system.
Having your family there, my wife, she never stopped. You know, it's been difficult, but she never stopped. She never gave up.
Mixed with counseling, deep breathing, and physical expression.
Fitness was huge. It was my outlet, per se. Rather than, you know, partaking in other things, is when I needed an outlet, that's when I got my outlet. It was running and working out hard.
Sargent also focused on his education, which led him to enroll at the University of South Florida to pursue a bachelor's degree in health sciences.
I think probably the biggest thing is setting a goal, and within setting a goal is education to get me to that goal.
Sargent doesn't just go to class. He volunteers at USF's Office for Veteran Success and at the VA hospital as a peer recovery specialist. In that job, he tries to help his fellow vets deal with issues like substance abuse, as well as handle the sometimes challenging transition back into civilian life.
So starting off right out of the gate is I've been there, and I've done that, and I did it for a long time. So being able to relate with someone on that level, regardless of what the intent is going to be crucial.
Daniel R. McNeil is the office manager with the Office of Veteran Success. He says Sargent brings a great amount of empathy to the job.
Just absolutely understanding what the other veterans are going through. It's very difficult for veterans to relate to civilians or relate their stories to people who haven't experienced something at least similar. And Jeff has a distinct ability to convert his own personal time in the service to kind of connect with other veterans.
Because of his work as a student and a volunteer, Sargent has been named a 2016 Tillman Military Scholar. He and 59 other military service veterans and military spouses from around the country will receive almost $2 million in scholarships from the Pat Tillman Foundation this academic year. Sargent's the 15th USF student veteran to receive the honor, named in memory of the pro football player turned U.S. Army Ranger who was killed in a friendly fire incident in Afghanistan in 2004. Sargent says it's an honor that he cherishes.
It's a fraternity of people that are trying to do good in their community. They're trying to affect change. They're excelling academically. They've excelled in the military. They've used their experiences from the military to better themselves in preparation for what they want to affect and what they want to change and what they want to accomplish after the military.
After graduation, Sargent says he would like to become an occupational therapist and open a practice with his physical therapist wife. He'd like to help other veterans and their families learn to cope, mainly using the holistic approach that has served him so well.
From community service, nutrition, to fitness, to you name it. It's helped me a lot in my transition from the military to the civilian world.
Because more than anything, he wants his fellow vets to know there are people who want to help because they've been there.
Having someone that's been through it, that is a veteran, that can help, and it will kind of provide that hope for the veteran or the patient that needs it. I think that's the biggest thing is I've been there, I've done that. I'm a veteran too.
Jeffrey Sargent was profiled recently on University Beat on WUSF-TV. You can find a link to that on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.